Greetings and blessings, faithful followers of bbtemple.org worldwide. Wow, after a rather rough week last week, I am delighted to share with you a very special Bible study that our awesome Lord has been teaching me all week long. And it all started out innocently enough. In fact, all I asked was, I want to know you, Lord. I want to know you, Lord. Which is also the title of today's study. And oh, did he ever show me? And I don't have like a verse today to share. But what I do have is a revelation that I pray proves even more powerful to you and to our church than it's even been for me. It's been pretty darn powerful. So most honorable clicker peep of the day, click away if you would please, and thank you. This week, as I was scrolling through YouTube, I came across a Dallas Theological Seminary chapel from August of 2007 by the late, great Dr. Dwight Pentecost. What a great name! That was his name, Dwight Pentecost, who was 89 at the time and lived another 10 years. Home to be with the Lord at age 99. I had just graduated at this point in May, so I missed the message aimed squarely at the new crop of hopeful students just starting their seminary journeys, just as I had 20 years ago this month. 20, count them. Oh, How I wish I had heard what he had to say back then. His words of wisdom would have really helped, because he cautioned students, just like me, that they could learn all about God, but if they left with a degree without knowing him, their degrees would be utterly worthless. Tell me about it, Dwight, Dr. Dwight. Oh my goodness. But fear not, peeps. It is never too late, while you are yet in the land of the living, to know God, just why we're here. Want to know how? Might have even tried a lifetime. Well, I'll tell you how. And it's shockingly simple. Shockingly. So please, designated clicker czar, click please if you would, thank you. You know, I think we really complicate things. Well, at least I'm really good at that. Right, Pastor? He's a wise man. He's a wise man to know not to answer that. Though we all know the answer. Well, I'm really good at it. I'm really good at that part, at least. But there is a more excellent way. You just say the word. And no, we're not going to do a group rating. Because these words, I will say them in a moment. We're not going to say them together. These words represent some serious spiritual business between you and the great I am. So say these words. I want to know you, Lord. Say them with your whole heart. And he'll hear you. And he'll answer you. And he'll show you what to stop. And he'll show you what to start. And he'll show you what to keep doing. Because he has the power to transform our lives. And he can resurrect our church. And no, he is so delighted. He is just waiting. He is outside of space and time. He's got all the time in eternity because he created it. But he's still patiently waiting on us to move, to do something, to reach out, to make a simple request that can change the trajectory of eternity. Why wouldn't you do it? Why not? Well, this week, this is so important. I feel we need to really wrap up with a big bang. And not a whimper. And of course, our awesome Lord has supplied that also. In a finale of greatness, almost honorable, Glickmeister, please do your thing. Thank you. And I would like to introduce to you Victory Boyd, an extremely talented young woman who I just discovered, though she's been not a stranger. She's been on Good Morning America. I think she won a Grammy for Best New Artist. I'm only now hearing about her. And I said we're going to go out with a big bang, but you know, I had a different song picked out. She just came out with an album which is fabulous, named Glory Hour. And it's just this most wonderful blend of her original work, along with the classics that we cherish. And I actually originally was going to play one of her original songs, entitled Rejoice, which is wonderful, but I rethought, and I really felt like the Lord wanted me to share this very powerful, simple yet powerful rendition that she does of the classic we have stood many, many times, entitled His Eyes on the Sparrow. So please, peeps, enjoy Victory Boyd singing His Eyes on the Sparrow. But first, we're just going to wrap up in prayer. Heavenly Father, we are just simply delighted to be able to approach you and ask you for an opportunity to know you. And you will do that. You will do it. I didn't say it'd be easy, but oh, worth it, yes. Absolutely. So I'm hoping that we can all ask that earnestly with our whole hearts this week. And hopefully you won't have to, won't be quite as rough as it needed to be with me. But powerful indeed, and we praise you and thank you for the opportunity to know you and to make you known and to glorify you forever. Praise you, thank you, in the holy name of your Son and our Savior Jesus Christ. Amen and amen.
Why should I feel discouraged? And why should the shadows come? And why should my heart feel lonely and long for heaven and home, when Jesus is my portion, a kind constant friend is he. His eyes on the sparrow, and I know that he watches